Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kira. How may I help you?
I have charges on my account. I need to know what they're for.
Okay, ma'am. For me to further assist you, may I have your zip code?
84070.
You said 84070. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Michelle Michaels.
Could it be under John Michaels?
Yes, probably.
Thank you. Can you verify that address for me for security purposes?
280 East, 8000 South, Sandy, Utah, 84070.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I pull up your account.
Thanks.
Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Can you tell me what charges are supposed to be on my card?
Okay, ma'am, it says here that on November 15th, you pay shipping and handling, $8.25 for a drone. Do you remember making that purchase?
$8.25.
For $8.25, shipping and handling?
Yes. Is that the only charges on there?
And it says here that the item has been shipped. Have you received that product?
I haven't yet. I'll have to check with John. Is that the only charge?
No, ma'am. You have another charge on November 18th for $67.32.
Yeah, that was my question. What was that, 67?
Ma'am?
What is the charge for $67?
Because you did not cancel within the trial that they gave you, so they are charging you $67.32 monthly for when you paid the shipping and handling for the drone.
And then I pay $67 to for what?
Because you're not canceled within the trial time that they gave you, so you would be billed anywhere from 48 hours later from the day that you paid the shipping and handling.
Okay, can I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Want to get the fettuccine out of the front of the car? That's what's for dinner. Get the laptop and do it there.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one moment.
William.
Okay, ma'am, your account has been canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yes. So you put a refund on my account?
Ma'am? I'm sorry,
so
ma'am.
You cancel my account and put a refund on my account?
No, I've canceled your account, so you will not be charged anymore in the future.
Okay, can you put a refund on my account for that as well?
One moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, can you spell your first name for me again?
My name is Michelle Michaels, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code again?
84070.
Okay, ma'am, did you talk to someone earlier today?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you talk to someone earlier today?
On a different account, yes. On a doorbell camera.
Okay, ma'am, what I can do as a courtesy is offer you a 35% refund for the $67.32.
I need a full refund on my account, and I want it canceled.
I'm canceling your account, so you will not be charged anymore in the future, and I can offer you a 35% refund.
I need a full refund.
Have you already talked to your bank about this, ma'am?
No, but I will have them cancel the charge if I don't get a full refund.
Okay, ma'am. Did you read the terms and conditions? Because if you did, you wouldn't be. Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am?
I did not. My son is John, and apparently he ordered the droid, and put this charge in my cart. I want it canceled, and we're not going to order anything from you anymore.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund.
So I need a full refund. I'm not sure if you're understanding.
And I'm not sure if you understand. I can offer you a 50% refund.
So I need to talk to a manager then. I'm going to dispute the charge.
Okay, ma'am. One moment while I fully refund you $67.32.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, your account has been canceled, so you will not be billed anymore in the future. It's $67.32. Were successfully refunded. It should be back into your account. It takes up 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That is it. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.